You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness and health entrepreneurs come to learn how to make more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. If you'd like to build your ideal business, listen in to this episode. And if you'd like to work with me to do it faster, you can email me at pat@patrigsby.com. So one of the most common questions that I get each week, it happened again yesterday, and sometimes it's phrased as a question, sometimes it's just presented as an observation, is, man, I don't know how you get it all done, or how do you stay on top of all that, or how do you manage all those moving parts? And so I thought it would be worth sharing kind of the way that I look at my business from the inside versus the way that other people see it on the outside. Because when somebody kind of lists it off to me, like, hey, you've got this program and that program and these products and you write these neat emails and your podcast, it sounds overwhelming. And I'm very rarely overwhelmed by it. Maybe 3 days a year do I feel overwhelmed. So how does that happen? How do I view my business? Well, the first thing about my business that I think is instructive and might be of use to you would be, I think of my business as simply helping people build their ideal business. That's all I do. I help people move from where they are today to a place that is more likely to allow them to have the income, the lifestyle, and the impact they want to have. That is all my business is, and it's done almost exclusively with fitness, health, and sports performance professionals or entrepreneurs. That's it. So when other people talk about, well, you've got these varied programs or whatever else, all roads lead to helping somebody create their ideal business. So for you, maybe all roads lead to helping somebody achieve whatever their desired outcome is. I'm in that business. The dream come true result for virtually everybody I work with is their ideal business. And so everything is there. Now, the second piece of this is how I accomplish this is really kind of the divided into two buckets and only two buckets. Now, there may be a lot of varied programs that seem more, I guess, more diverse than that, but it's two buckets. It's through coaching or through solving specific problems. So let me tell you what I mean. Ideal Business Academy, private clients, mastermind groups, even Business Growth Accelerator to a certain extent, that's kind of like a blend of the two, is we're gonna coach you and work hand in hand with you to move from where you are and arrive at where you want to be. The other side of it is we pick out one specific problem within the business and we figure out a way that we want to solve it. Now, we may do that through Business Growth Accelerator where it's coaching, but we're just trying to solve that recurring revenue problem because that's a big obstacle for people building their ideal business, having a consistent, sustainable revenue. Producer Challenge, same thing we're trying to accomplish there. When we do something like building somebody's virtual second location or all the products that we offer, same thing. We're trying to help somebody execute something that maybe they knew they needed to execute, but they didn't have the time, didn't know how, didn't really want to invest in learning, so we just wanted to simplify it. So when we do a done-for-you solution, like the tools that we've shared over time, everything from Aaron Crocker's referral program to tools and resources like done-for-you newsletters, it's basically saying, okay, you know you need to send a newsletter, but maybe you don't love writing. Maybe you don't have the time to do it and be consistent with it. Here's stuff to execute that. With the virtual second location, you know you want to coach online, but there are all these pieces that need to be addressed, right? How much am I going to charge? What's my positioning going to be? I need a website. I need an opt-in. How am I going to sell it? Well, we just say, okay, we're going to build this for you and get you to grand opening. So it only falls into those two buckets, coaching and specific problem solving. And then when I look at my business kind of from the outside looking in, it may seem like a lot, but really there are three units, and this the third unit is comprised of those two solutions. That's the kind of how we're going to give somebody that dream come true result and allow them to enjoy the experience in the process. Well, the first two units are the attraction unit or lead generation, which frankly, I outsource a lot of. I basically say, Scott Rawcliffe, you're going to facilitate my lead generation and I'm going to pay you to do that. And then the conversion unit, which is the newsletters, the podcast. Really, all I'm trying to do is connect with the people who've said I'm interested, that I've attracted, and connect with them in a way that moves them closer to the third unit, where we're going to deliver the result and deliver it through a really positive experience. And so everything I'm doing in that middle unit is designed to move towards the last unit. So when I think of my business, hey, does it fit into one of those three units? If not, then I shouldn't be doing it. Is it worth my time, worth more, like give me a better ROI or worth more of my time than if I already used that time to execute something that's already proven in those units? So I'm just trying to make those things better. And then the last piece of this puzzle is I know all the stuff that has to get done there, but I don't have to do it all. My job is to be the leader of PatRigsby.com and of those programs. And I think I take this back from my head coaching days, right? I'm not the one out there batting. I don't have to be the pitching coach. My job is to facilitate the outcome, not necessarily personally be the technician delivering the outcome in all three units all the way through. So I am fine saying, Scott, I'm going to hand this off to you. I'm going to pay you to do this, and I'm going to measure the outcome to make sure I'm getting the ROI that I want. And I'm going to help set you up to succeed through my eyes, because I'm going to do a good job in making you understand who I'm trying to attract, what my message is, where I'm trying to lead them. I'm not just going to try to hand this off and kind of play hot potato with unit one. I'm going to facilitate the success of the person who is executing unit one. If I'm having somebody else help me in unit three, like Fred or Justin or Scott or Matt, then I'm going to say, look, this is what we're trying to accomplish. This is who these people are. This is where they are. This is where they're trying to go. Here's how we're going to work together to move them from that place they're trying to escape from and to that place they're trying to arrive at. My job is to facilitate that so we can scale. And so I'm not the person who has to do every last task. So when I think of my business, that's how I view it. That's exactly how I think of it. And hopefully you can maybe use some of those tips to kind of use in your own business or apply to what you're doing. And you can say, okay, I've got these three unique units. I need to make sure each unit is moving forward every day. If that means I'm doing it, fine. If that means I'm handing it off to somebody, how do I facilitate them doing it at a high level? What am I trying to help people accomplish? For me, ideal business. How am I doing that? I mean, for me, coaching is coaching. It doesn't matter what program somebody's in. If I'm on the phone with you, I'm going to try to coach you to build the business you want. The higher the program, the more we're one-on-one. The lower the investment in the program, the more it's kind of group sourced. So it puts a little more responsibility back on the member or the client. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully maybe that helps you simplify the overwhelm in your business when it kind of encroaches on you. And again, if you need any help with me kind of building out your ideal business and creating your own version of that that works for you, just let me know. Thanks for listening, and I've got a special gift for you. I'm giving away copies of my two best-selling books, The Fitness Entrepreneur's Handbook and The Ideal Business Formula. To get your copies, head over to patrigsby.com/gift.